This is the brief on how recent courts and legislatures are rewriting AI product liability. Lawmakers and juries are rapidly boxing in tech companies, forcing a stark choice between clinically supervised safety and massive legal consequences. First, verdicts are driving structural redesigns. In New Mexico, prosecutors are using a huge liability verdict to demand a 15-year, $3.7 billion structural injunction against Meta. Bolstered by the $6 million Cayley LA jury verdict against Meta and YouTube for negligent design, plaintiffs are forcing judges to physically redesign algorithms, like ending infinite scroll for minors. It's kind of like building codes. Juries already ruled the digital building is unsafe. Now judges are being asked to rewrite the architectural blueprints, forcing the industry toward a completely different architectural model. Second, consider supervised versus unsupervised design. A Yonsei University meta-analysis proves supervised AI, where a clinician owns the decision and the bot does assigned CBT work, provides real clinical benefits. Conversely, unsupervised chatbots just produce documented harm. States are stepping in. Iowa just mandated AI safety law SF-2417, and Connecticut is passing SB-5. So if the data proves unsupervised bots are dangerous, why would any founder risk building one when Connecticut is about to let users sue them for $1,000 a pop? Enforcing this now falls directly on healthcare providers. Finally, to dodge malpractice, you gotta actively document your adolescent patient's chatbot usage. You're guided by the new open-source Vera MH safety benchmark, which aligns with licensed human clinicians 0.81 of the time on the Krippendorf scale. Just make sure to document if their AI tools meet these benchmarks and state disclosure laws. As the Wild West of AI closes, the new standard is completely clear. The human clinician owns the decision, and the AI simply follows orders.